Blog Talk Radio.
Broken Earth, this is Bill. Tonight's show we will be discussing conspiracy theories, along with some other things such as spirituality and a few other subjects thrown in there as well. If you'd like to speak to us about anything we're talking about in the show, anything at all, then give us a call on 347-215-8421. That's Skype number 347-215-8421. Sit back, grab a drink, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Love.
country. Shades of the green that falls beneath the tree. As the winds of change, they rearrange this country. There are some summer seed of memory. There are summer seed of memory.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. How are you doing?
You know, it's cold. It is cold.
I know.
I can't seem to get warm. It's in the studio. It's cold.
It is. It's actually very freezing.
I just can't seem to get warm. I don't know why. I mean, you know, windows are closed, heat tins on, wrapped up. But I don't know what it is.
I've got my slanket and everything. And a heating pad on.
Your slanket?
My slanket. It's a snuggle. It's a snuggly, except it's made by a company that calls them slankets because they're plush.
Oh, it's got sleeves in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those for my niece for Christmas.
Well, now she's going to know.
Oh, yeah. She's tuning in all the time. what was he going to say? Oh, it seems to be cold. It's getting colder. I've heard that it's going to be the coldest winter we've had here for years, and maybe it's because I'm losing my blubber. My blubber's disappearing, my insulation. So there's been a lot of flooding around at the moment, and not far from here, a business that we deal with at work had to close today because they're under 3 foot of water.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw some photos. It was actually on the news, photos of their place, you know.
Right.
And it was under 3 feet of water. It was like cars were all full of water, and he had this big container there, which had parts in and that, and it like floated about 300 yards down the road and ended up at a petrol station. But it was later found out that he's got like a show car in there, a car that he built from scratch as well. So I'm sure he wasn't best pleased at all, but it's not raining at the moment, but there's still water coming off the mountains, you see, in those areas, and they expect it. Well, last I heard this afternoon, it's actually getting worse.
Oh my goodness.
Because one of the rivers had actually burst its banks, and a river is close by here. I mean, it'll probably take me about 7 minutes to get there. 5 foot.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just down the road. And there was 1 year where I was looking around a vehicle at my work, and I thought, I don't remember that crack being there in the concrete. I thought, maybe it was. Anyway, I walked around the car, and there was another car disappearing into the tarmac outside the building. And I was only, there was only two of us there in work. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning. And what had happened was there was like an overflow tank underneath where our building was for excess water from the river, which had burst and mixed with all the silt under there. And eventually the whole car park collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
And, and it took them months and months to sort it out. But looking in the hole, it was just like sand, just sandy rubbish that the building had been built on. But I believe there's still more rain to come, but it's quite bad. And I can't recall it being this bad before. I mean, I know there's been areas which have been affected in the past with flooding, but not this close and these particular areas.
Right.
And I don't know whether it's, you know, because of some sort of climate change is going on, or, you know, I'd have to have a look at the, to make it a proper diagnosis of the situation, I'd have to have a look at the weather for the past couple of hundred years to see, you know, it might just be one of those things that comes around now and then, you know.
Yeah, it just may be. It's just freaking cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, my fingers are all cold and I'm trying to remember, I'm like, do I have any fingerless gloves? I know I have some leather ones, but I don't think I have any woolly ones.
Yeah, the leather ones aren't always good for keeping your hands warm. I wore them last winter.
Went
off into town with like a shirt on and a leather jacket and my leather gloves, and it seemed to retain the cold. I was freezing. I can't remember the last time I was that cold. But yeah, leather gloves aren't a good idea to keep your hands warm.
You looked so cool, didn't you?
And they were fingerless. Yeah, I looked cool. I was freezing.
Those gloves are cool. Those leather fingerless gloves you gave me.
With the studs on them.
Yeah, but they're not really good if you sneeze.
Nah, I guess they're not. No. Have you learned that from experience or?
No, I'm just being silly. If there's anybody out there who needs any help, anybody who wants to give us a call, the lines are totally open. The number's 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and today our topic is about conspiracy theories. Anything that you feel like you know, like if you know the truth about it, current topics, current events, if you feel like something's being hidden from us, but you kind of feel like you know what's up, or even past ones, it really doesn't matter. There is always hidden truth. And as usual, we are available for callers who are in need of any spiritual guidance or anybody who's having any issues and may need to have any meditation or group manifestation, that sort of thing. So give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. And did you have a topic that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I've got a couple, you know. I mean, those are the things I want to discuss besides conspiracy theories. I guess something we could touch on just for a couple of minutes is Planet X, Nibiru, the Destroyer. Is that a name for it? I just made that up.
What, the Destroyer?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't get that right. I can't remember. Anyway, Nibiru, I've heard a few different things. It's supposed to come around every 3,680 years or something like that. I've heard some different time scales for it, but it's in a big orbit coming around and back into our solar system every 3,000 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am unsure. I'm kind of on the fence with it at the moment. But there is evidence out there that something is unusual. Like people who are filming two suns in the sky. Because Nibiru is supposed to be a brown dwarf. And there's videos all over YouTube of Nibiru. Or Planet X, whatever you want to call it. And some of them look like you see, some of them can be passed off as sunflares, you know, like reflecting in the lens, creating the illusion of there being two objects in the sky, which I know of because I took a photo. Remember that photo where it's like the pyramid in the sky and there's like two suns?
Mm-hmm.
One, that was a lens flare. And I was waiting for somebody. I thought, well, why doesn't somebody just like cover up part of the sun? And then that would cause the lens flare to become partially covered up as well. But if it stayed whole, then it'd definitely be there. There's an anomaly there. And last week I came across a video, the best evidence I've seen yet of something like Nibiru. There was some lad there. And while I'm talking, I'll see if I can find the name for the video so people can find it themselves. If my technology behaved itself as it should do. What he did, he got a piece of paper, just like a little ticket or something,
mm-hmm.
and he was filming the sun, and that's what he did. He got this piece of paper and covered up the sun, and this object still stayed there as a whole. So it could very well be this Nibiru. Not a lot of people are going to see it because a lot of people know that staring at the sun's not a good idea. And you're going to see it anyway because of the light that's coming off it.
Right, right.
But if you bear with me a moment, I'll see if I can find the name of the video so people can find it.
Okay, let me play some bear with me a moment. Mouth music.
Music, some background music.
I'm making it up.
You know, I use this well. I use Godlike Productions, which is like it covers all things conspiracy theories. You know, as it says on the front page, UFOs, conspiracy theories, lunatic fringe. Sounds about right. And I've actually been banned from Godlike Productions.
Good. Somebody,
when? I'm trying to multitask.
That's okay. Somebody sent me a message saying, I tried to watch, she meant listen, but all I was seeing was cute pictures of you and Bill. And I was of course, if you can't hear the show, then you're not going to hear this. But if you know anybody that is trying to listen to the show, there's a little arrow thing that you may have to click, and sometimes it takes a moment to warm up. But
yeah, that's right. Sometimes what I find, it keeps cutting off. I press play and it'll load and then stop. What I do is press play, then pause it quickly and let it load
mm-hmm.
for a minute or two, and then press play, and then it should catch up with itself.
Right.
Here we go. I think I may have found. Hey, yeah, actually, it is called Destroyer, actually.
Because you just changed that statement in Wikipedia, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know why internet's so slow. It's probably because I've got so many things open wanting to talk about. Okay, the name of this video. What? Why would this? Of all the videos, it's called YouTube 4D8E65BB42AE94AB1. That's the name of the video. Why would somebody?
Just
how could,
let it go. No, I. You know what? maybe it's just what they loaded up and they didn't change it.
Maybe, but how are people going to find it? I mean, it's...
Duh, you don't just type in
YouTube,
random things.
Okay, well, if you go to Godlike Productions and put in Nibiru into the search thing, it'll come up. Best footage argument for an object next to the sun yet. And it's got the footage on there, but he covers it up. This object is still there behind the sun. And whatever it is, it's definitely there. It's like a little miniature sun. what could it be? UFO? Nibiru? There's a lot of videos in Nibiru on there, and a lot of them are lens flares, but there's some who have filmed from one side, looking at, you know, in one direction, like north, and then moving the camera around to, like, west or something, or south, and there's another sun there. There's a lot of evidence out there, but at the moment, I've yet to see anything myself with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could, if it is out there, it could have something to do with the weather and all these earthquakes that are happening at the moment. So it's been building up. But aren't we going into like some sort of galactic plane at the moment, aren't we? Some sort of the galaxy's heading into a certain area of space. I should have checked that out really before I mentioned that. But so should we have a song and then I could take us into the subject of conspiracy theories?
Sure. And anyone who's out there listening, you want to give us a call, our lines are open. The number is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back.
Of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
And we are back. Remember, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu, and we also are here with our resident healer, Bill. And if anybody wants to call in to talk to us, the number is 347-215-8421. And if you are just sitting here on, you know, in the little box thing listening to the show on the phone and you want to talk, just, I think you press one, I'm not sure, but if you want to end up talking and not just listening, just click that thing and we'll start talking to you. Bill, you said that you wanted to talk to us about something that's been slithering around in that brain of yours.
What were the gods, the conspiracy theories?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where to start, really? I mean, conspiracy theory, what is a conspiracy theory? What is conspiracy theory? A conspiracy theory explains an event as being the result of an alleged plot by a covert group or organization and kept from, you know, the public knowledge, you know, from the general public.
Right.
Now, there's quite a few out there. I'm going to try and stay as on the fence as possible. I don't want to sway anybody's decisions towards this way or that way. I guess the first one we could talk about, which can be a sensitive subject sometimes, is the incidents that happened on 9/11. And what I'm going to say is a lot of things don't add up. Things don't add up what happened on that day. Now, there was a lot of people who heard explosions before the towers collapsed. And there's videos of firemen on the internet. I think it's used on documentaries as well, where he's saying that it was like explosions, like popping. Each floor was, you know, like there was explosions going off. And there was actually somebody who was injured quite badly in an explosion in the basement just before or after the planes hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to say, why would there be an explosion in the basement? What would cause that when the plane is, you know, so many stories high? Could it have been from a detonation?
Could have been from a detonation.
Yeah, there's is a caretaker or a cleaner who was talking on a documentary about this, and I think somebody that said they got quite badly burned from it. I think they survived. That's just one of many things that does not add up for events for this day. And there was also a training exercise going on for the exact same scenario that day. They couldn't scramble the jets to get there in time. You know what's also strange as well? The 7/7 bombings as well in London. They had a scenario going on for the exact same event as well, the same morning. But I'll go back into that in a minute. But the Pentagon was said to have been hit by an aeroplane. See, I'm just going to point out things that don't add up. I mean, people make their own decisions about this. It's a lot of information out there. You can watch the documentaries like Loose Change, and there's a lot of them out there. Very interesting. Some things I find, you know, people pass discard these conspiracy theories straight away.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have an open mind and hear both sides of stories before making a decision.
Well, some people just don't want to think about that.
I know. I mean, some people just, yeah, that's right. And is that the right way to live?
It might be the easy way to live.
Yeah, the easy way. But it can also make you depressed as well. if you believe some of these things are happening, you know, mm-hmm. and there are conspiracy. So the Pentagon was supposedly hit by an aeroplane, and which left a hole about, I think it was somewhere between 8 and 12 feet.
Mm-hmm. Hold on just a second. To anybody who's in line, I just wanted to point you out that we do see you. Today's topic is conspiracy theories, and of course we're here for readings and stuff like that too. But just hang tight and we'll get to you. Go on, I'm sorry, Bill.
The hole, from what I see, was not big enough for a plane to fit into.
Mm-hmm.
You look at photos, there's even books like nearby. You know, eventually when the hole collapsed more, unburnt books, you know, papers, one of the most flammable things you can have in a building. And it was still intact with a point towards there wasn't any particular fire going on.
Mm-hmm.
And planes, I've seen the crash tests of like a Boeing 747 or a similar aircraft, and they just burst into like a ball of flames
because mm-hmm.
of the fuel. And I didn't see any evidence of that. And also, the wreckage from the plane, it was very minimal. Where's the wings? Where's the tail? Where's the luggage? There was hardly anything there. But there were witnesses, though, saying they saw a plane. From those police officers and pedestrians who did see a plane swooping down over top of one building and coming towards the Pentagon. But it has also been said that it would have been an impossible maneuver at those speeds and that angle to hit that building without tearing the wings off before it even got there, you know what I mean? There's also now something about a taxi driver. Ah, I can't recall that. But there are flattened light lampposts going up to the area. But from what I can see, that hole was not big enough for a plane to fit into, and there was hardly any wreckage there. There was a witness who said they saw the aeroplane fly over the top of the Pentagon. This was somebody stood at the back of the building. A lot of strange things. It really does not add up. As people seeing the plane coming in from different angles. Like someone saying it's coming over this building. Someone said it was coming from this direction. Also, the Pentagon is all about, you know, the Pentagon is all about security.
Right.
And you would have thought somebody who handles so much security, they would have a lot of security themselves, CCTV
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And all they could bring up was a little crappy camera from nearby with some frames missing out of it, which was
right.
like, it only had like about 3 frames to capture mm-hmm. whatever's flown into the building. Which also seems strange. You would have thought that place would be covered in cameras.
Right.
And on the few frames that are there showing the footage of the aeroplane arriving, it doesn't, from what I can see, it doesn't look quite right for an aeroplane. One of the theories is that it was a missile that hit the building. Now, there's World Trade Center 7 as well, which a lot of people weren't aware of collapsing. But if you Google World Trade Center 7, you'll get a lot of information on there. And this was a building which was nearby. And it collapsed from, it didn't even really have any damage to it. It had some damage to it from the falling debris from the World Trade Centers. And it had a couple of fires. But it collapsed. And if you look at the collapse I believe it looks very similar to a controlled demolition, the way it falls, if not exactly the same if you compare the two videos. It was actually shown, some people who hadn't seen the footage of the World Trade Center 7 collapse, that it was actually shown to a demolition expert. He didn't know what the building was, and he said, yeah, that was a controlled demolition. Why? And they revealed it was this World Trade Center 7. Also believe that the gold reserves that were stored underneath that trade center were moved the day before. There was also the word used to pull the building, which is a slang term in demolition, to bring it down using controlled explosives. Now, one of the most unusual things about the World Trade Center 7 collapse was the BBC over here reported the collapse before it even happened. About 11 minutes before, and because you can see the reporter talking there, and in the background, because you know how they stand with a window behind them, you can see the World Trade Center 7 behind with a bit of smoke coming off it. And she reported about 11, I can't remember, it was between 10 and 20 minutes prior to the collapse that she reported the building had collapsed, even though there was only no severe structural damage to it. And there's no evidence of any building in history solely collapsing from fire and collapsing the way these buildings did on that day. Because, they say that the fuel from the aeroplanes burned a particular temperature, which made the steel melt,
right,
the building collapse. But the fuel from the aeroplanes doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel. And you can see molten metal dripping out of the building. Like something's, you know, that hot, something's that hot to create this. One of the things that does that is thermite, which is an explosive. But there's the other theory that, you know, it might be the aluminium or aluminum from the aircraft that's melted and dripping down. There's the footage of the aircraft crashing into the buildings, which is unusual, because one of the first pieces of footage that came out, which is covered by Rich Hall from richplanet.net, which I met earlier in the year and spoke to him about, he he shows the footage of this object coming in from a higher angle towards the building, but it's not a plane, it's a ball shape, which crashes into the building. And he's done a representation, a 3D model representation of the trajectory and the size of this object. But in later videos, that footage was only shown once. They didn't use it again. And later on, they used different footage. But in other footage, you can clearly see the same situation, the same crash happening, but there's an aeroplane there. This is something that also doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, because there's objects that's on the camera. It's clearly a ball of some sort. And if you have a look at, like, to go to richplanet.net, he's got a 9/11 analysis of there, which seems very plausible. Man, it's really difficult to talk about this. It's like I'm being squashed or something.
What do you mean?
But now I've got like a headache and that. You know, like
The topic, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, dear, but the topic is very, it's very heavy, and so it's a very oppressive topic, because it's a very oppressing too, because I mean, just think about what it's saying. It's saying that, you know, that everybody can just be going to work and doing what they feel like they're supposed to do, and then somebody else's plan, somebody else's devices, somebody else's whatever could just ruin the lives of people. It's like, you know, we're not just little specks of dust, even though in theory, I guess we are. We are dust. We're gold dust in theory, but we have souls. We have lives. There's people that are attached to us. And so in theory, we're looking at this and we're a tool. We were being used as tools or just casualties in somebody else's BS. You know, it's a very, very dark, it's a very dark topic. But see, the thing is, regardless of who the real, mastermind behind this nonsense is, whether it was, somebody who's supposed to be friendly, or if it's somebody who's not, regardless of who the mastermind behind this is, regardless, it still means that we mean little to them. And it's a very, 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 it's a dark topic. Regardless, some people, I'm going to say this. Some people, really just don't, they don't want to hear about these sort of things because they don't want to believe it. Some people don't want to hear about these things because what does it matter? Everybody's still dead. You know, some people don't want to hear about it because whatever the reasons are, what it really boils down to is that someone out there cares so little about, you know, individual human life that they're willing to use us as just pieces to whatever crazy puzzle they're trying to fix, you know, or put together. So it's completely understandable why it hurts to say these things. It hurts, you know?
Yeah. It's difficult for me to get my words out for some reason. It's difficult for me to string the sentences together. I don't know why it's like that, but I'll try and continue.
Well, do you want to take a break for just a moment and we can listen to a song and take a caller?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, just do that. You know, get yourself some tea if you need. And we're going to listen to a song real quickly and we're going to take a caller. I think the first caller on here is Kat. So Kat will be with you in a moment. If anybody else wants to call in, the number's 347-215-8421. And this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. And we'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today's topic is primarily conspiracy theories. Of course, if you want to call in for anything else, you can. We're about to take a caller, and that caller is Kat. Kat, this is Nunu. How can I help you today?
I was hoping to get a reading, like a their angel.
Hold on a moment. You sound very, you're kind of blinking in and out.
A reading for my spirit guides or angels.
Okay, Kat, what did you want to talk about today?
Oh, I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Oh, I mean, is there a topic, Kat? Because, you know, it's kind of just a sample reading. So, I mean, did you want to talk about your love life? Did you want to talk about, you know, what did you want to discuss, dear?
My spiritual awakening, opening my third eye.
Okay, so you've been practicing. What have you been doing these days to do that?
Meditating and practicing.
Okay. Well, share with us how you've been practicing. Just what method are you using?
Just trying to open my chakras, talking to my guides, angels.
Okay. Have you been using any candles, or have you been using any stones for your focal point?
Yes, I have a quartz I've been using, and lighting a white candle.
Okay. You know, in our studies, and, this is awesome that you've been doing this sort of thing for yourself these days. In our studies of color, what you may want to, since you've been using white, you've been using something that's very light. You know, I've actually been burning white candles today because of this Mercury retrograde that's finally ending. And white is a good way to balance some things out. Okay, it's a good way to get things nice and level. So what you may want to start doing to amp it up is adding in lavender, purple, or amethyst is the color that we usually use to start, really, it's when we're trying to see things, basically. So if one of the things that you're trying to do is to really crack open that egg because you want to become, a wonderful reader for yourself, for your friends, or just for whoever. Purple is the color that you want to use for that. So, but since you've been using white, I suggest that you start light with lavender, and you want to get darker colors slowly over time, so that you can start amping up what it is that you're bringing in. Now, if you want to start using an amethyst stone to help you with your focal point as well. You've been using quartz. So if you want to start using amethyst or even some sort of a purple quartz, that's good for you. So you may start gravitating naturally towards different types of purple jewelry, purple things, that sort of thing. Now, what you also want to do, dear, because when you start to open yourself up to energy, period, you do want to start using some sort of negative balancing sort of thing. But remember, energy is just energy. Energy doesn't know if it's negative or if it's positive. Okay, so just like if we were sitting at a table together and we were looking at your cupcake, like you and my son are staring at your cupcake, and then I take your cupcake and just give it to him, in that one action, I've hurt you, but I've made him happy. So the energy is the same. It's just how we react to it. Right. So what you probably want to start doing is get yourself a shot glass or a little jigger and put about a quarter of an inch of salt in that, of sea salt. And it can be the rock sea salt or it can be the crushed sea salt, regardless, just some sea salt. And fill it up with water, not to the top, but close to the top. Now, what this is going to be doing is this is not only going to be acting as a natural purifier for what is coming into your life or what's even coming into your home. But if that salt dissolves, you want to say thank you, dump it out, and then do it all over again, because that means that it's pulling in, and it's protecting you. However, if that water starts to dissolve and the salt is looking weird, that means that there's a lot of stuff that's coming at you at a rapid rate. There's a lot of things that are just coming at you, and they're flooding at you, and you may even find yourself, you know, feeling a little anxious, feeling a little frustrated, but the salt should be protecting you, you know, because it, like I said, it's a natural purifier. So do this for yourself before you start, you know, any real, real big energetic shifts in your life. You may want to keep this going all the time. I know I do. And so also, if the, like I said, if the salt is looking weird and if it's climbing up the glass and it's, you know what I mean, this is also going to gauge as some sort of a warning, and you may want to look deeper at what you're doing in your life, or maybe even what's coming at you. For example, I had a court case years ago, and I had my sea salt going, and I woke up the day of the court, and the glass was corroded with salt, but the water hadn't completely dissolved out of it, and I was dressed to go, and I was doing something, and I knocked this all over my outfit. I knocked all this white salt all over my outfit. So I had to change my clothes. And when I went to court, I just may as well not even have gone. My attorney didn't show up. You know, the judge handed me my butt in a sling, and I basically was sent packing with nothing and having to pay for the other person's court costs.
Wow.
So that was my way of being told, you may as well not even show up. but you see what I mean? So this is going to act as a good gauge for you. But I'm so glad that you're doing this for yourself. But like I said, it's probably time for you to start bringing in the colors now, because white, every now and again, white is good. I mean, you know, all colors are great, but you know, we're actually working on a book about women's. Anyone can use it, but it really is. It's about women's moon magic and the stuff that we as women naturally know how to do, but we keep it stuffed down. You know what I mean? So, and it's going to be also sharing colors and how you can create your own manifesting and your own meditations to pull in things in your life that you really want for yourself. But like I said, let's start pulling in light shades of purple, and then slowly over time making them darker, just because, like in anything you do, there's a point where you have to amp it up because it's not working as well as it did before. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. It's been super, super talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
Well, just keep up the good work with the meditating. Something that I use, when I meditate, I've got some crystal quartz there. I know you mentioned some quartz. And I've also got a little a miniature crystal skull. And I put them out in front of me, and I listen to the sounds of the crystals, which is somebody called Harry Oldfield. And he's created these frequencies and this sound onto a CD, which he runs frequencies through these crystals, different sizes, and it resonates and creates these sounds. And I find it's really useful for meditating too, because it's something to focus on. And I think it resonates with the crystals that you have as well. And the sound is supposed to be healing. It's supposed to heal your body and also clear out any negativity in your home or wherever you're playing it. So if you wanted to check that out, I think I might have a sample on YouTube. It's Harry Oldfield Crystals. That may help you.
Did you say you have a skull, crystal skull?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, crystal skull, yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
It's just, it's like the same, it holds the energy, and all around the world there's been all these crystal skulls that have been found, like Mayan mm-hmm. and Aztec. One of the famous ones, Mitchell Hedges' skull, which is quartz crystal. It's very clear, and they're like full size. And people are supposed to have had psychic messages sent to them through these crystals, and it's also supposed to be there to be like a protector for them as well. And the way they've been created thousands of years ago, it would be impossible to create them now without them cracking, and it's been done against the grain. So I don't know, it's kind of like a symbol there to represent these other greater crystals been found around the world, which have a lot of power to them.
Okay.
And it's just somewhere else for me to store this energy and, you know, reciprocate this energy between the crystals, because it's Harry Oldfield who has a lot of investigation, because he's a scientist, has also developed something called PIP, which is polycontrast interference photography, I think, which he actually captures energies of crystals on this camera. And it's actually been shown to have little energy entities inside them, because there was some woman who was after some healing from a crystal. He put it on her, and there was this like little slug-like energy creature that actually crawled out of the crystal and went inside her body.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Actually went inside her to heal her, and then came back out and went into the crystal. So there's a lot more to crystals than we
realized.
Yeah.
I used to keep a. I used to keep a giant, this huge giant. It was you know, like more of a cylindrical shaped crystal. I used to wear it around my neck, and of course it would always fall, you know, down in between my cleavage. And I had this friend who was, oh my goodness, I wish I knew where he was, but he was just so incredibly intuitive. But he was starting to get really dark, you know, his energy was kind of going a little dark. Because that's just, I mean, that's just how he was growing, but he was growing more in a direction that was, you know, a little bit more about, you know, having power over people and things. Mm-hmm. But he said to me, this is a point where before that started happening, he picked that crystal up off the table once and he said, "Why does this feel like boobs?" He said, "This crystal feels mushy and gushy like boobs." And I was like, "What?" But yeah, that's just how, you know, that's just how powerful he was. But yeah, crystals retain things, and it's remarkable what they do. But yeah, keep amping up your stuff, sister. Keep amping it up.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate
all right, dear. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye
bye.
Thank you.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, that also brings to mind the. You know, the pyramids that people sit under. I was watching this show about pyramids. It was like copper pyramids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this man had created a pyramid, but he created it, he hung it from this like this kind of like a hanger, and then he had baskets underneath it, and he kept his fruit in there. And the fruit, of course, it dried up. Because, you know, fruit will do that, but it didn't mold, and the skin was dry. There was an orange and like an apple and a banana, and when you opened the fruit up, the fruit was intact, and it had been there for months, and it wasn't moldy. It was still fresh. It's just that the skin had dried.
Sounds yummy.
Well, you know, it's something that's neat, and, it's something that's neat.
One second. I'm going to prioritize here. I need to grab my tea off the side before it goes cold. One moment.
Okay, why don't you go do that and let me take this caller at 5:10.
Yeah, okay, I won't be a minute.
Okay, all right. All right. 5:10, this
Hi.
Is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. I'm wondering if I get insight on this relationship with Andy.
You said Andy?
Yeah, Andy. A-N-D-Y.
Okay. And what's your name, dear?
Tasha.
Tasha?
Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. Tasha. Okay. Okay, Tasha, share with me, share with us what's been going on with you and Andy.
We've been together for 5 years and had separated for 2, but we still keep in contact with each other.
So you guys are are friends now.
Yes.
Okay. And you're wanting to reconnect with you guys as a couple. Let me ask. I feel really, really drawn to asking you a question, sweetheart. And this is something that I just, it's just tugging at me and tugging at me and tugging at me. Why do you want to be with him?
Because I still love him.
And that's simply it. That's just it. It's just because of the emotional. It's the emotional attachment that makes you still want to be with him.
And the connection that we had. When we was together.
Okay, but he's not sharing that connection with you like that now.
No.
Okay. Let me see something here. I want to look at a couple of things here. I want to look at your cycle, and I hold on just a moment, dear. Hold on just a moment. All right, love, let's see what's going on. And you really are in love with this man. And when the tower falls, here we go. Wow. Have we spoken before, or you just come into the chat room a lot?
No, we have spoken before.
We have? Okay. You know, I'm going to tell you, I see a really deep and also, consistently, like I see a contact, a presence, like a connection with you guys that is genuinely here. But I'm also seeing, and I just wanted to make sure about this, but I'm seeing you are letting some of your cycles pass you by, dear. Like, for instance, there's a point here where you were going through a process that really was supposed to be about commitment, which is essentially marriage. However, that was you kind of let that cycle pass you by with, with keeping your goal on him. Now, I'm not telling you this is something that's not going to ever happen. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that
Nope.
It looks like it's so far in the future that right now I'm getting like let me tell you exactly what I'm feeling so that you'll understand why I asked you that question in the first place. Have you ever laid down and gone to sleep and had an amazing dream and then somebody woke you up? And then you went back to sleep because you wanted to go back to that dream, but you started having just like this sorry version of the dream where it was kind of the same dream, except it wasn't exactly the same. You know, almost like you were trying to put it back together again with your own thoughts, but you weren't dreaming the same. Like if you fell asleep, that you were in Willy Wonka's Candyland, and then. You know, you're trying to put it back together again, and you're kind of in Candyland, but then you realize that you're just kind of in the grocery store looking at the candy aisle. You know what I mean? I'm getting this sort of a feel with what's going on with you and Andy. It's like you're trying to create something that used to be, and you're not letting yourself really naturally dream, or you're not letting yourself really naturally grow, and you're stunting your cycle. Your cycles are getting stuck. Now, when I look into the future, I can actually see a reconnection point with you guys, but in your process, I'm actually stopped as far as the years are concerned, and it basically looks like you're going through something right now that's basically about the High Priestess, and this is your spiritual journey. This is you being comfortable being you. This is you being a healer and teacher, and this is something that you're doing and, you know, for work or for whatever you do each day, because it's making you feel balanced. And then you're also teeter-tottering between this place where you guys talk, you connect, you return, but it's not bringing back the physical aspects of things. Now, and then my everything just sort of stops. My judgment card fell out here, and it says for you to surrender the sword, for you to break the foundation, and then he tries to reconnect for real commitment. So basically, what it looks like you're going to have to do, and this is like not going to be easy. I know it's not. But I really see that what you've got to do is you've just got to let the old dream be the old dream and let yourself just start flowing into other directions. And eventually he'll circle back around. But this is not necessarily about when is it going to happen. It's about how is it going to happen. You know, it's like I could say it'll happen in 3 years. But the thing is, you could continue to do this, what you're doing right now with him. And it doesn't happen. It's like you need to completely disconnect from him so that he can come back to realize that this is where it's at. This is where it's supposed to be. And it's very frustrating and it's scary and it's sad. However, it you know in your experiences when you are you know much older and you're looking back, you'll see how easy it really was if only you could just do that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is not easy. I know that this is not easy, but I'm telling you that right now I just kind of feel like you're trying to replay this dream and trying to make this old dream happen. And what you really need to do is just let it go, let some new dreams come in, and eventually he'll get it. And then it'll all click into place. But you've got to let him get it. You've got to let him get it.
Okay.
And it's not about time. It's about the process. I hope that makes sense, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Thanks for listening, sweetheart, and you hang in there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tasha. Bye-bye. You there?
Yes, I'm here, yes. Somebody put too much milk in my tea.
Sorry.
Must be one of those studio helpers.
Sorry about that.
Hindrances.
Yes. Oh, Lillian said in the room, on my way home, going to call and listen. Okay. I don't know when she typed that because I haven't been looking at the...
I think it just popped up a moment ago.
Okay. All right. And so glad for everybody that's here. So glad for everybody that's here today. Now, did you have your strength up to talk about your, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can try and continue. I don't know what it was. I mean, I don't normally have a problem with this, but tonight it just feels like something's on me, like trying to stop me from talking. I know it sounds a bit strange, but it's, you know, unusual for me. But I'll continue. So I was talking about 9/11 and all the things that don't seem to add up. One of the other things that doesn't add up is the fact that the way the buildings collapsed, it wasn't just like as people have described it, controlled demolition. It reminded me of, the building seemed to like fizz out, you know what I mean? Stuff seemed to shoot out. It like opened like a bottle or something and all fizz jumped out and stuff. Like all the concrete and that was fizzing out into, you know, not just like falling out, but kind of going up a bit and out to the sides, like it was dissolving. And that brings into energy-based weapons, which I'll go into in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the biggest pieces of item that was left over, that was found in the wreckage, was like a bit of a phone keypad. But they're saying that they managed to find some of the hijackers' passports completely intact so they could identify who hijacked the plane.
Mm.
What's that all about? Nothing left except for...
Except for passport.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
There he is. Found him. How handy is that?
Yeah.
Now, the other theory is the fact that there was energy-based weapons which caused the collapse. And Dr. Judy Wood, in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? She explains this. I have got the, well, my dad's actually got the book, which I bought for him, but I plan to read it at some point. Butch, I've seen interviews with it, and she's shown photographs of vehicles nearby which the tires are gone, the handles are gone off the cars, the seals, all that's left is shells, even the engines have melted. And even, not even just nearby, this is like maybe even a mile away on the bridge nearby. This has affected the cars on the bridge as well, but it all seems to be caught in a certain segment, like
right.
As if there was an energy-based weapon coming in from a certain direction and has caused whatever's in its path to do this to the vehicles. Some of it really strange, the photos of these cars with just the shells left and everything, just like someone's been along taking the paint off it and taking all the accessories and just everything out of it. And the engines have just melted and disappeared. All the engines have disappeared out of these cars. And in some cases, it's not even, it's just like the front end or just the back end.
What do
That's
you
really,
think? What do you think?
Well,
that
I
is?
Was trying to stay on the fence, really. But you
okay.
want to know what my opinion is?
Well, I guess not.
Okay.
No.
Make your mind up. What do I think?
Yeah.
Right, well. I believe it was very strange.
Awesome.
Weird stuff happened.
Okay.
I don't know who's done it. I don't know who's done it. I know that it did happen. I know that there was something strange that flew into one of the buildings because it wasn't an aeroplane. Like I said, if you go to richplanet.net, you can see the video analysis of that. Also, I believe that there was some sort of energy-based weapon used because of the way the building collapsed and fizzed out and the fact that these vehicles were affected in a certain alignment towards the building, which weren't even particularly close to it. I believe that World Trade Center 7 was a controlled demolition because it didn't receive significant damage for it to cause a collapse like that, and the fact for it to drop in such a perfect way for it to fall into its own footprint certainly show a sign of a controlled demolition. I don't believe that they found this passport unscathed when they didn't find anything else just lying there in the rubble. And I don't believe a plane flew into the Pentagon because of the lack of the size of the hole and the damage and the lack of parts of the plane, which is also goes with Flight 70... Oh, I can't remember the flight 72, which is supposed to be crashed in the field. You know the other one that.
Yeah, I do, but
one?
I don't know
well,
what number it was either.
I can't remember, but
I know somebody does though.
The fact that it just looked like a hole had been dug, a big hole, and a few bits of scraps of metal had been thrown in there, but there's no. Once again, there's no seats, there's no luggage. So I don't know what that was, but I believe that there was more to cause those buildings to collapse than just the aeroplanes on their own.
That's fair.
Yeah, just because of just looking at the evidence and trying to make my own mind up that things didn't add up.
Right.
But, you know, there was. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of people lost their lives that day.
Mm.
And somebody was definitely behind that. And it concerns me. There's people out there who, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that can actually do that.
Are willing to do this, yeah.
Oh,
but
boy.
There's they did a conspiracy road trip before 9/11, where they got people, these conspiracy theorists together.
Oh, somebody's saying something in the room. Somebody said, how do you explain the dead people from the plane? They did a National Geographic special on this and went over the evidence, and it added up.
The dead people, well, the dead people that were on the, I know people lost people that were on those planes. I don't know about, people did die.
Right.
I wasn't saying that it wasn't a plane that crashed into it.
Right. There's I think I think that she wasn't here hearing the very beginning of
right.
the talk that we had to stop talking about. But basically, you know, we know that there were planes that crashed, but the whole point is that some people are saying that the way that the explosions happened, there were, no matter who put them there, there were still explosive devices placed in, like the towers. There were explosive devices placed within the tower because there was a crash of a plane, but the tower also was blown up from the bottom up. As
yeah.
far as the Pentagon, there was a fuselage that was. I mean, it just kind of looked like, because nobody really knew what direction it came from, it just sort of seemed like maybe fuselage was just thrown there with another something, with another plane. And then, you know, that sort of thing, because it didn't have a tail, it didn't have wings, that sort of thing. You know, there's a lot of people that just don't feel comfortable with what's been presented to them. And so they just don't believe that crashed planes did this damage, that it was coming from another source.
Yeah, like I said, I don't believe all the
theories. Now she's saying, as light workers, isn't there a responsibility to not spread fear? We're not spreading fear. We're talking that is based on reacting and not to facts. Now we're having a discussion, Mary Lou, we're having a discussion.
We're having a discussion because
there's a lot of things that people talk to us about in our everyday lives. And so we're just sort of sharing this here on the show.
But we're also open
to spiritual conversations. We're also open to whatever anyone wants to talk about. And this is an open forum for Mary Lou to even say that as well. But remember, this is the earth that we live on. And we are trying to just put in our two cents.
I said this, we're not denying something really bad happened on that day.
Yeah.
People did lose their lives.
And we said this earlier.
But
so Mary,
what I'm
Mary
saying
Lou,
is,
Mary
what,
Lou
I'm saying, what I'm saying is that,
I'm
there's, that there's some things that don't seem to add up on that day. Some things seem unusual and doesn't seem quite as straightforward. And it's good to question things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a case of spreading fear amongst people. Just trying to point out these facts. And you're saying they're not two facts, but these are facts. That there wasn't much left from the buildings apart from, at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was just dust apart from a passport of the hijacker, which seems unusual.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a strange coincidence. The fact that there's eyewitnesses which said that, I'm just giving you this information that people, eyewitnesses have said, like
mm-hmm.
saying there's explosions there. But without, so I'm not saying I saw the explosions. I wasn't there. There's eyewitnesses who are saying they saw these things. And they don't think things add up. And it seems unusual to me that a building like World Trade Center 7 would collapse without such significant damage.
Right.
I think a lot of people would find that unusual, for it to collapse that way and for it to be reported about 15 minutes before it actually happened. It seems unusual. Just things don't add up. It was I don't know all the answers. I don't know who was behind it. But
that's why we're having a discussion about it.
Just to lay it out there and just try to have an open mind and look at things from both sides, you know?
Right. I'd be interested to know what type of topics Mary Lou would like to hear about, you know, because, I mean, you know, we, as people of the earth and as, you know, children that live on it, of course we want to spread compassion, but what are we supposed to be spreading compassion to? You know, what are we supposed to be spreading compassion about? And there's a lot of people out there that suffer. And so sometimes we have to talk about suffering. Well, Mary Lou, nobody's spreading fear. You didn't hear the beginning of the show. But it's completely fair for you to say that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could be, it could put, I mean, I understand why it would put fear in people
right.
talking about these things, because people don't want to hear about it. Like you, and I don't know whether you're here before, but I find it difficult talking about it, and I had to stop for a bit.
Right. And the reason that it's difficult to talk about is because people do want to feel safe. That, and a lot of people want to just believe, you know, whatever they're told, okay, that's fine, we'll put a bow on it, and we'll go through the process of just healing. However, if all we're doing is just going around, you know, fixing up wounds and not getting to the source of what's making things happen,
We've got to discuss these things and
right,
not conform all the time until, you know, be told, this is the way you've got to think, this is what happened, believe it. It's good to question authority and question the facts that may be put before you. It's good to do this, because otherwise we're all going to be living in a society where we believe what we've been told. And it's good to think for ourselves and do investigation into these things. I think that's a healthy way to do it.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of their governing entities. You know, it's just, if you think about government, right, twin, right. If you think about our government as parents, and because that's one of the things that people don't understand about. You know, they're afraid that our government is going into a communist place or to a socialist place. But if you think about family, you've got, in theory, you have a mother and you have a father. And these people go to work to bring money in. And then you've got children who are, let's say, the citizens. And you've got kids that are, they have duties. If it was possible to really, really, really run our government like people in theory want to run family, that's the sort of thing that is about community. However, you've got people that want to be able to make all the money they want to make and be in control of this and be in control of that, and that's totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when we come to a place where you've got people out there that really sometimes do have a hard time taking care of themselves in society. And so they're seeking help. There are some people that, of course, do just keep asking for the help. But what it boils down to is if there was some way for us to be able to have this place governed like family as opposed to what's happening, then I think a lot more people would be taken care of.
Yeah, there's always area for improvement, but you know, these things are going to be talked about.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you know, one of the things that I'm going to tell you, I hardly ever watch the news. I've been watching the news just because, every single time, you know, I go into the space where my family is, everybody's watching the news and everybody's talking about things. But I'm usually more, you know, kind of locked into, you know, healing and readings and that sort of thing. And because I do that every day, all day long. And so, you know, topics like these, even though they may seem like everyday things for a lot of people, you know, I really just have come to the conclusion that there are people out there that control certain things, and then they have people that are there, I guess, and I hate using terms like this because it's just so typical, but they are just basically their puppets.
Yeah.
And I realized that. I mean, I think I stopped reading the newspaper when I was in high school because I had written a letter to the editor, and they just completely – the letter wasn't even what I wrote. They had edited into something completely different, and then they got in touch with – they found me at school because I was a high school student, and they found me, and they called me and asked if they could call me in the morning and talk to me in the morning about something that happened on – you know, it was a letter I'd written about a radio station. But after, you know, it was just, I just felt like I was being bullied and pummeled, and they didn't even have the letter correct. You know what I mean? So after that point, I kind of stopped, you know, I realized that everything is sort of slanted, and that I was about 17 at the time. But I was over in the chat area, and now I've looked over here into the switchboard, and we've got a couple of callers. Let's take this caller from 615 real quickly. 615, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu.
Hey.
Hey, this is Lillian.
Hi, Lillian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I did have a question. My financial situation is not doing too good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like some guidance on what I need to do to improve my situation.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. You are paying for... Okay, I'm sorry about this, but there's so much stuff that's coming at me, and I really feel like you've been paying and paying and paying and paying and paying for something that doesn't belong to you, and it's got you backed up. Or you've been left with, like, a bunch of obligations that really aren't yours, and so it's gotten you backed up.
Yeah, absolutely. That has to do with my business.
Okay. Now, let me, you know what, we only have so much time left. Let me look and just kind of see where I see you getting back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of work you backwards so that we can see what it is that needs to be done, or, you know, the conclusion, so to speak.
Right.
Hold on just a moment, dear. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You've got some good stuff coming up. I mean, you've got some really, really, really positive spots coming up, sweetheart. Now, if I take you backwards here to around June, July time,
mm-hmm.
it looks like there are some positive things that were kind of going on here. But even before that, though, I mean, seriously, your finances look like you're literally going from moment to moment. You know what I mean? They change.
Yeah.
So I was going to go backwards, but I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm just going to tell you this. You've got sooner than you think, because this is in January, we've got weeks here where it looks like you've got some extremely positive financial things coming in, but you still have, you know, you've got the thing that's running at you. You've got the bull charging, and then you've got, you know, this thing, you're able to save the day real quick, and then something else comes at you, and you're saving the day real fast again. So, you know, I'm seeing this serious seesaw, and when I look at months, I'm looking at some positive months. April looks good. June looks good. July looks good. You know what I mean? You've got these places that are extremely positive. But right now what I'm really concerned about is that the cycle that you're coming into this summer, it looks like you're coming into a cycle where you may have to change your business. You may have to move. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you and I, and I'm telling you, we have got to sit down real seriously and map out, we got to map out something, girl. Now, you're
going back and forth for the past 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And I feel like I'm almost at the end of my rope.
Well, I'm really, really concerned about this, like I said, because you're about to hit a wall, and we've got to keep you from hitting this wall. That's what I'm saying. We got to seriously sit down and plot some things out. It's something that we've got to actually sit down and do, and it's going to take a little bit of time because there's interference coming in here from personal life. And there's responsibilities that you're taking on that you don't have any business taking on. But you think you do because you're trying to help everybody. You know what I mean? So it's a mess. And in the meantime, nobody's helping you.
Right.
So, you know, we're gonna fix this. We're gonna fix this. But this is something that we need to intervene. Because you're in a place right now that's basically it's the hanged man, and it's like it's not really necessarily a time of action, but it is a time of focus and meditation and prayer and examination. And so what
and
we need
Nunu,
to do is,
you have no idea. This past few weeks, I have been focusing on meditation and prayers and rituals and lighting candles, and because I know I'm at the end of my rope, and I'm just ready for things to change. And I feel like things are turning around just a little bit. I feel like I'm in the beginning.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you just don't trust yourself, and I'm kind of scared I'm going to get back in that spot again, you know, without continuing to move forward.
Right. So, and the only way that you'll get sucked under is if you keep allowing these random bulls that are charging at you to get you hung up in their horns. So,
right.
You know what I mean? So you've got this real good potential. You're at a place in your life where you really should be able to just be sitting back and rubbing your Buddha belly. You know what I mean? And but because everybody keeps charging at you. And let me tell you something, sister. I'm not even really necessarily seeing that the money you make is bad. It's just that the way that you're managing it is you're managing it like there's going to be some more that comes in next week. It's going to be okay. And then that week comes along and there's some there, but then something pulls it away. You know what I mean? It's like you're just giving it away. So that's what we need to talk about. Because I don't want you to hit this wall, because the wall is exhaustion. The wall is, you know, it's the inevitable. Just, you know, it's a place that you're just going to hit, and we need to start preparing for it now, so that when this change comes, I'm not trying to get you to a place of dread or anything like that, but you know, we've got to get you to a place where you're acting like the ant and not the grasshopper. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're going to do this. We're going to do this together. And is there anything you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, message me and we can plan some things out. We can plot some things out for you, and we can sit down together and really create this thing. And we'll also create some real good, like a real personalized candle ritual for you. Get you some good incense and some good smell goods, and just get you fixed up real good, so that you can get your, you know, you can get your prayer, your manifesting on. We're gonna make it okay. We're gonna make it okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Nunu.
I
got in on your show late, but what I've heard, I really enjoyed, and I agree with a lot of what Bill has to say.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. So I just wanted to put that in there. So
okay,
all
dear.
Right, you two have a good day.
You too, love. You
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Now, we got Mary Lou on the line. She's okay. calling in. Mary Lou, it's Nunu. How can I? Oh, wait a minute. Didn't click. There she goes. Mary Lou, it's Nunu. How can I help you today, dear?
Hi, Nunu. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I was going to ask for a reading, but I also wanted to comment on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady on Oprah years ago who came in and said that blue-eyed people were different from brown-eyed people. She made it all up. She
right.
had everyone in the audience convinced that one was superior to the other, and they
right.
were ready to, like, punch each other out over it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, this is a lady that she did this on school children back in the 70s, too.
So it's really easy to get a bunch of people convinced that something's a certain way, even though it's based on your feelings or your reactions and not based on facts. So I
right.
just want to point out that as light workers, you have to look down the line of the ramifications of what we do with our words and make sure we ask where might this go, and is it true and is it real? And a perfect example is I'm a photographer,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to these shows all the time, and I listen to people talk about their orbs and show their orbs pictures. And I even had a psychic coming in town doing a talk here, and I hosted it. And she had me take pictures of her with her bad cheap camera, and there were orbs all over it, she said. And it was bad physics. I took a picture facing a window where she was standing, and yes, you get flare. And then I took my expensive camera, I took the same picture, different quality lens, no flare. And she said, well, my camera just had spirit. No,
right.
flare,
well,
bad quality, chromatic aberrations. It has nothing to do with spirits. But if you take the same picture and you're not pointing the camera into a light source, it's not flare. I'm not saying that orbs don't exist. I'm just saying that most people are seeing flare.
Yeah, well, I agree to some extent because I believe personally that a lot of them are is dust being reflected by the flash on the cameras, because that's happened with me before.
Well, as physics goes, it's not necessarily dust, because it wouldn't appear that way, and that. Yes.
Well, funnily enough, I did an experiment a couple of weeks ago, actually, with my camera, trying to get that effect with and without the flash on, and I noticed that when I did it, I had the flash on, it was picking up the dust. I could see the dust in front of the light on the camera, and that moving around, and it picked it up. It looked like orbs, even on the video setting as well. But I do believe a lot of them is dust and is... like I said, lens flares, but I do believe there is the odd one, which, you know, is something more interesting. I know there's some that's been caught on, the ones that are caught on video camera, especially more interesting, because I caught one on video camera years ago.
So my point of the whole thing is, as light workers, there's a responsibility to keep people from going into the fear and going into the reacting and to try to stabilize and balance them some. So we have to be kind of careful when we speak about things that we know that we're not putting people out into a place of fear.
I understand. I do believe that, but some things do need to be discussed and got out there, and the way that people react to it is them. It's how they react to the information, and we can't change that if we want to give them.
But think of all the lynch mobs that wanted to murder somebody who was innocent, and the whole mob thought, "Oh, they're so guilty. We'll just kill them now." And the truth is, they were innocent.
Well, Mary Lou, like I said in before, one of the things that you're okay, and this is actually a perfect example of what you're talking about. Before the show started, Bill said that I'm not going to give my opinions. These are just things that we're talking about. And then I said to him, well, you know, what is your opinion about it? And you came in after all of this stuff is said, and now you're ready to kind of lynch us.
No, I don't mean to lynch you.
That's just kind of how it feels, but you see what I'm saying?
So it's like, so it's a perfect example of what you're talking about. But sweetie, I mean, we're not, I mean, please. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you saying this because I appreciate anyone that's going to be talking about the topics with us. But remember, you know, I mean, you really only know me from this. You don't know me from personal life.
Well, no,
and
I'm saying I want to see it come back to the balance of, I can easily see people going into fear because they agree with an opinion. And that I just wanted to bring it back to that.
Right. And that's, you know, we're just discussing. We're just kind of discussing. But I seriously do appreciate your opinion in that. I really, really do. Because it's an opinion that we need because we just need everybody's voice.
At the end of the day, it's opinions and people react to opinions in different ways, don't they? Like I said, people can react to somebody's opinion in fear. Or, you know, it's the best way to do with this is discuss these things, take from it what you will, and do some more investigation into it and just...
And let me also point out something about today. You know, this has been, you know, this Mercury retrograde that we've been in has been tough on me as far as communication in, like, my computer and my phone and that sort of thing. But it's actually been pretty light. It's been pretty light in my life. And then I have other people that I've been talking to, and it's just been, you know, like a retrograde is. It's, whoa, crazy. Today, I have had just about every conversation I've had, I've talked to people that are just at their wit's end, and I've talked to people that are just that are really, really trying to focus on, you know, the orange, but it keeps turning back into an apple. You know what I mean? It's many of the conversations that we're having today. So, you know, it just doesn't surprise me that we're going to be in a scenario where someone isn't getting it all or isn't hearing it all, but means the best, really, really, really does mean well, but isn't, you know, really isn't getting it all. But sweetie, you were going to ask a question. What is it that you'd like to talk about for real about you?
I was just going to ask for a reading. I was just going to leave it open to whatever spirit would like me to know.
Okay. All right. Well, just bear with me just a moment and let's see what's up. And we do have another caller. And then that's probably going to be the last caller we can take because we do need to tidy the show up. Even though we may feel like we're leaving things a little bit hanging. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. One of the things I think is going to be kind of fun, Mary Lou, is I want to see, of course we want to see if there's anything exciting that's going to be going on with you. But I want to see, you know, we're kind of looking for good news. We're looking for some news. Looking for something. Hold on, let's see. Oh, this is good. Okay, let's see. Things are finally concrete. This actually is going to be about finances, okay? Now, we're leaving this month, and we're actually going into the month of December and January after that. I see you coming into a pretty substantial project. And two steps later, because of this project, there's another one coming in. Now, do you do photography professionally for a living, right?
Yes.
Do you, by chance, do you ever get commissioned to do projects or have contracts for projects? Like for example, because this individual shows up as the king of coins, let's just say that, you know, it could be because, you know, this is going to be an individual or a company. Sometimes it can be government, you know, but it just sort of seems like there's someone that's hiring you in to for a very, very big project, because next to him is of course financial success. Okay. And then two steps later, it looks like they're coming back again for you. So, I was trying to, when I'm talking, I'm trying to sit here and see if I can hear who this is or what entity this is or what direction that it's coming from. but it just kind of seems like it could be a magazine. You know what I mean? It's just something that looks like they're going to have more work for you. And we're only really being going ahead, like we're only being advanced by 4 or 5 steps, which is basically 4 or 5 months. And it says that when you have this connection with this entity and you've developed a foundation with them, it doesn't look like you necessarily had a contract through them, like they're not keeping you on like as a contracted person, but it does look like you are breaking through some doors with them. They keep coming back to you. They refer people to you, that sort of thing. So, I mean, you as the Empress, which is your business, looks like you're coming into a really positive space. What's your birthday?
October 22nd. That's why I play devil's advocate. I'm a Libra.
Yeah, you are actually coming into a place because of where your birth date is. There are some people that are coming into an extended, because when I look here and I've kind of made these into cycles for you. When I look at like the next 4 cycles, and cycles are roughly the time between July and July, you're actually coming into a space where you're going to be pretty comfortable for a while. You know, I've talked to some people and their financial they're in financial repair for like 30 years. You know what I mean? So you're coming into a place where I can at least see 4 years where things are going to be really rolling for you. But remember, you're still at a space where you want to act like the ant and not the grasshopper. I don't know why I feel inclined to use that today. Because you know you need to be preparing for later days, but you know you've got some good things coming at you, but you know whoever this individual is, or even if it's a company, it looks like they're going to refer you out and get you more projects, because this looks like this is not just about you know pictures. Like they may be having you do photographs for a magazine or for a book or for a pamphlet. You know what I mean? And so you're going to be working. You're going to be working from that angle.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I want to apologize. I hope I didn't come off too strong.
No, seriously, you know, it's. I think that one of the things we have to remember, too, is that if we, you know, sometimes we can be saying the most level-headed things, but if somebody isn't hearing us right, you know, we get arrested. You know what I mean? You're trying to tell somebody, this is what was happening. I'm serious. I wasn't trying to hit him. I just accidentally hit him. And then this, you know, and it just turns into this thing. So it's okay. It's all right.
Like if you bring up the topic of New World Order, there are people that are ready to go to war over it. And it's not that I don't believe in it. It's just as a light worker, you got to find a way to approach the topics without pulling out guns, you know?
Yeah, and it basically just comes from a place of compassion, you know, and every relationship we have, we need to come from a place of compassion for it.
That is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, and so it's you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but still, you know, it boils down to that's what it boils down to. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add? I feel like I'm just
No, it's all right. I'll let you do your thing.
Okay.
Well, this is the whole thing we need to do. Anyway, we need to talk about these things and have discussions like this, because we won't get anywhere in life otherwise, you know. If we just keep our heads down and work, sleep, eat, and not talk about these things, you know, I think it's important for us to, you know, get our opinions across and for these things to be discussed. That's
yeah.
Thank you, too.
All right, dear. You have good day, and good luck on your new projects coming up.
I really appreciate that. I do have some projects in the works, and I do want to see them happen.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller, and we're only going to probably be able to talk for just a few minutes because we need to close the show out properly. But 949, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. I'm new to your show. I just had a quick question. I've been struggling with an aunt of mine who's held on to some inheritance money that was owed to all three of my two of my siblings and myself. I'm wondering if you're going to see us getting that anytime soon.
What's your aunt's name?
Joanne.
Her name is Joanne, and she's holding on to some money that you guys are supposed to have. Hold on just a moment. Let me do something differently because I actually need to see what her deal is real quickly. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, she's just kind of at this place where she just feels like nobody knows what to do with their own stuff. And it actually does look like she's going to come off the money. Have you guys hired an attorney?
Well, she initially hired an attorney because she was the executor of the estate. And as a result of being the executor, she is kind of a take charge personality to begin with and kind of
right.
tries to control everybody's life, not giving them a chance to learn their own lessons.
Right.
And as a result, she's held on to this money. And I almost think it's out of sight because my mother passed away 3 years ago, and we were supposed to get my mother's share.
Right.
And she's just managed to hang on to the money, and I believe it's out of sight.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, she kind of does look a little bit like a Pez dispenser. You know what I mean? Well, all you need is this, and all you need is that. But see, what I'm seeing here is there's it does look like she's going to give you your money, but there is a bridge between you and the money, and the bridge is in tarot is the King of Swords, and this would be someone that's like an attorney or someone that's like a mediator. But it does look like she's going to end up giving in, and it's happening in a phase of six. It's not 6 years, so I'm actually seeing this it's probably going to be like, I was hoping maybe Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But realistically, it looks like it's going to be probably 6 months from now. But this is the deal. The first step is responsibility, and that's basically just like you guys all gathering together, coming together and talking. And then quickly after this conversation that I see you guys having, because it looks like you guys keep coming back to the responsibility, you keep going around in circles with this, that is where somebody finally says, let's get our own sword person, you know what I mean? And after that, 2 steps later, she's coming up off the money. So basically, you guys need an advocate. You guys need somebody that tells her that these are grown-ups and this is, you know, this is this and this is that and this belongs to them. And so, and combs through some things, and she eventually surrenders because she probably, because of money and because it looks like the way that she really looks like she just really hugs and kisses it, she probably doesn't want to come up off of it to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
the fact is I wrote her a letter on behalf of my brothers and myself, and the one brother stood by everything I wrote, and the other brother, who happens to be the apple of her eye, gave me the okay to give her the letter. And once we mailed her the letter, she was hysterically angry and mad and reacted very poorly. The one brother, who's the apple of her eye, acted like he had nothing to do with the letter. And so now it's a big mess.
Right.
The whole thing is a big mess.
Right. Well, dear, good luck. Good luck. Please keep us posted, okay? And let us know how things are going. And if you find anybody that you want to work with, let's do a reading on them and see if they really are going to help, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that's kind of it, guys. You know, we may not have time for the Desiderata today. However, please, thanks everybody for listening. We're here every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. And like us on Facebook. Whenever we get 250 followers, we're going to give away a 30-minute free one, free reading. So please like us on Facebook. And I'm telling you, this has been a really fun day. This has really been a fun day. And I can't wait to see everybody again. We may have a late night special show soon because of, you know, the full moon and stuff like that. But we'll see. We'll see about that. Is there anything you wanted to add, Doc?
Thanks. thanks to the callers, and thanks everybody who's listened. If you'd like to drop me an email, then send an email to BillDoyle@live.com. If you need any physical healing, I'll see if I can help you out with that. But other than that, yeah, drop us a message and like us on Facebook.
Yeah, because this has been fun. And remember, we're here every Tuesday. And let me see. Yeah. All right. Okay, anyhow, cool. Thanks a lot, everybody. And we're going to, we don't have time for the Desiderata, but we do, I'm trying to find something that's going to be fun for everybody to listen to on our way out. And I think it's Serenity. Have a good one.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.